looked me up and down suspiciously. Yes, I squeaked. I thought my new boss's name was going to be Jack, but didn't want to draw any more attention to myself. I'm here to work for Hamilton. Huh. You don't look like someone with years of experience, but what do I know? I went to answer her, but I realized she was talking to herself. Take this, go up to the 35th floor and wait in the office on the right. Okay. I grabbed the guest pass she gave me and looked around, not sure where the elevators were. The elevators are over there. The receptionist pointed to a spot directly to my right. Press the button 35 to get to the 35th floor. She said smarmily, and it was all I could do not to say something rude to her in reply. I turned back to say something to her, but she had already started talking to the next person. Embarrassed and shaking, I walked over to the elevator. This day was not going well at all. I got off at the 35th floor and walked past an empty desk into a huge room that had a great view of the Manhattan skyline. I could see the Empire State Building and gazed in admiration. Can I help you? A deep voice in my ear made me jump. Ah! I screamed. Sorry, I frightened easily. I turned and looked up into the darkest blue eyes I had ever